Men show by what they worship what they are. It is no accident that before the great example of American manhood, our people stand with respect and reverence. In Abraham Lincoln is revealed our ideal, the hope of our country fulfilled. He was the incarnation of what America was to be. Through him, the Almighty bestowed upon the nation a new birth of freedom, that this dear land of ours might be returned to the house of its fathers. We are the beneficiaries of a life of surpassing service, wise in wisdom and gentle in gentleness. Freedom has many sides and angles. Human slavery has been swept away. With security of personal rights has come security of property rights. The freedom of the human mind is recognized in the right of free speech and free press. The public schools have made education possible for all, and ignorance a disgrace. In political affairs, the vote of the humblest has long counted for as much as the vote of the most exalted. We are working towards the day when in our industrial life, equal honor shall fall to equal endeavor. Duty is collective as well as personal. Law must rest on the eternal foundation of righteousness. Industry, thrift, character cannot be conferred by act or resolve. Government cannot relieve from toil. Do the day's work. If it be to protect the rights of the weak, whoever objects, do it. If it be to help a powerful corporation better to serve the people, whatever the opposition, do that. Expect to be called a sand-patter, but don't be a sand-patter. Expect to be called a demagogue, but don't be a demagogue. We need a broader, firmer, deeper faith in the people. A faith that men desire to do right, that the government is founded upon a righteousness which will endure.